أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا ولا عاقبة للمتقين. من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى الذين عملوا السيئات إلا ما كانوا يعملون. صدق الله العظيم. The last few ayat or verses, we had been discussing about Qarun. The wealth that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given him has been described, and the arrogance that he had, that self-conceitedness that he possessed, that he thought that whatever is been granted and given to him is because of his own doings, his own acumen, etc. In these two ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala draws our attention to the reality and to the objectives of our lives. تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَوْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. That abode, that is the abode of the hereafter. نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ. We have made it for those people who do not intend to become arrogant on the earth, wala fasada, and who do not intend fasad and corruption. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about success, emancipation in the hereafter, in other words jannat, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has described two qualities that a person rids himself of, purifies himself of, that person will gain this jannat, that person will gain this everlasting success. One is la yuriduna uluwa, that person who does not have any intention of becoming arrogant in the land. And arrogance, here the ulama have explained, is that a person feels that he or she is superior to others. Whatever others do insofar as their iman, the ibadat are concerned, can never be compared to one's own, and one begins to deny the haqq, and one begins to deny the truth. So all this has been regarded as arrogance and self-conceitedness insofar as Shariat and Islam is concerned. The opposite of it is humility and humbleness. That is what a person should try to inculcate insofar as our deen is concerned. Whatever we do, for we do it for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and we have the hope that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will accept it. But at the same time, in our hearts the fear dwells that perhaps Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not accept it because the actions are too weak to be accepted in the courts of Allah. It does not befit the greatness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and perhaps Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala may not accept it. When this kind of thoughts enter the mind and the heart, when a mu'min and a believer lives with this attitude, then one does not have too much of time of looking at others, too much of time to see to the good and the bad of others, but one becomes more focused towards one's own akhirat, towards one's own commitment to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wala fasada, and they do not have any intention of corruption in the land. And by and large, the ulama, the commentators have explained that this includes all other types of sins and gunas, because each sin that we commit on the surface of the earth is in actual fact a form of corruption. It is because of that that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends down azab, and our ill deed is a form of corruption to that end. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And in the third quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, and Allah ta'ala says that the ultimate end is for the muttaqeen, for those that have the quality of taqwa. We've discussed this now on numerous occasions, that when we look at this word taqwa, that one protects oneself from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one inculcates the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one fulfills the commandments of Allah, and one keeps away from sin, one keeps away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here are three qualities that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has described. Two Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has condemned, And that is again ulu, that is arrogance and conceitedness and corruption, that is sins in general sense. Keep those two things away from our lives and bring in taqwa. Then Allah Ta'ala says, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. Some have expressed that towards the end of his life, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahumullah, as he lied on his deathbed, and when he turned his face towards the Qibla, he read this ayah of the Quran, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَوْدِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. For himself, how apt it was, because he was a humble person, he was a person that had taqwa and feared Allah, and in that is how he ruled. And I think for us, it leaves us an example that he did it towards the end of his life, and we should do it from now to the end of our lives. Remind ourselves about this ayat of the Quran Kareem. Man jaa bil hasana falahu khayrun minha. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also shows us the fadl and the grace of Allah Rabbul Izzat upon us, that whoever brings forth one hasana, a good deed, falahu khayrun minha, the reward of it will be better. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always reward us many fold. In the other ayats of the Quran, Allah ta'ala says, falahu ashru amthaliha, that person will get at least the minimum of 10 rewards for one single good that a person carries out. And in that way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us of his fadl, of his grace upon us. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِسَيِّئَةٍ, and that person that brings forth an evil deed, فَلَا يُجْزَى الَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السَّيِّئَاتٍ, then that person will not be rewarded except equivalent to the ill deed that he had carried out, إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, except that what he had practiced. So insofar as the punishment is concerned, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not multiply that, and that again is the rahmah of Allah and the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon us. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.